Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Glory to God. All to the glory of God. Hallelujah. He's been in the midst of us. Now listen, y'all, we're about to go in. Amen. Last time we were here was back in August. Y'all remember that? I remember, how many of you remember that we were here? Yeah. Master Teacher Twyla and several of her team members were here. Gap Standers and Oil Field Wives were here. And y'all had just, how long had y'all been here when we got here? A few days? Maybe a few weeks. You all were here. And one of the things that I remember saying so distinctively is this is not the time that, you know, because most of the time after we have a victory, then we just let down. And that's where you lose your victory. Whenever God does something just so wow, then we stop praying or stop moving forward. But Pastor Tommy, you can remember when we were able to purchase, we meaning, you know, our son Michael, and of course we are his parents, but we also pastors at Transformation Church. When we got our first building, the arena, which at that time it valued at $54 million, and we got it for $10.5 USD dollars, and within 4 months, $10.5 million became zero. Somebody give God some praise right there. But after that, somebody say after that, the Holy Ghost spoke to Pastor Michael and said, keep your foot on the gas. Everybody put your foot on some gas right now. Keep your, come on here, your metal to the pedal. Keep your asoto, my God, up in here. Look at three people and say, don't you slow down. I hope y'all can hear me up in here. Don't you slow down. What? Don't you slow down. And Pastor Michael didn't know what God was talking about. Every time he would turn into the complex, he would tell him, don't you slow down. And Michael kept saying, God, what are you talking about? God, what are you talking about? And then one day we found out the entire complex. We had a big old arena. I don't know how many thousand. In terms, no, I'm talking about the size of it, but it's huge. Oh, glory to God.
It's 35 businesses.
I wasn't even talking about that, but it's okay. I'm trying to say how big the arena was.
Oh, the arena. Oh, it's 192,000 square feet.
192,000 square feet. And God telling him, come on, y'all got to help me now so you won't forget it. I don't care how blessed you've been. I don't care how much money you got. Oh, Rebecca. We found out not long after that the entire complex, which there were 35 businesses that was in front of where our arena was, and your pastor has seen it, his daughter and son has seen it, we found out that whole thing was for sale. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And they came to us. Yeah. I prophesy. That there are going to be buildings I hear Holy Ghost saying, prime real estate. It's going to be released to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And folk are going to come to you. Somebody give God praise. Oh, y'all playing up in here. Begin to clap hands for yourself. Come on. Jesus.
So the reason that it is important is because for so long the church has been having their focus on heaven. But God never intended for the focus to be on heaven. The focus was to be on earth. He didn't say, thy kingdom come as it is in heaven. Let it be in heaven. He said, I want heaven to reflect earth. So in order for that to be there, you have to have dominion here on this earth. And the people that have dominion are the people that own land. And if you have no land, you're always a debtor to somebody else. If you don't own your home and it's not paid off, should I say, you still are a debtor to a mortgage company. And you know what mortgage means, right? It means death. The word mortgage means death. So that means you're always bound by something that's always killing you or that you're going to be dead to. So you have to always possess land. I don't care if it's nothing but an acre, a half an acre, a quarter of an acre. Your goal is to possess the land. He said to Abraham, everywhere you place your foot, I will give you as a possession and as an inheritance for you. So it's important that we keep our focus on the earth and not just on heaven.
Yes. And you got to know timing. Somebody say timing. Somebody said now is the time. Say it again. One more time. Now turn to your neighbor and say, now is the time for you to possess. I don't care if it was yesterday. Now is the time for possession like never before. This is going to be a prophetic moment that I already know it. I come against doubt and unbelief. Tell the devil he got to get off of your mind. He got to get off your faith right now in Jesus' name. Somebody lift your hands and say, I believe you, God. Keep on saying it. I believe you. I believe what you're doing for me. I believe what you're doing for my church. I believe what you're doing for my family. I believe you, God. Are y'all in the house? Sit down if you can. This is going to be a prophetic moment. I already know it. In other words, what I just prophesied to this man of God. Hallelujah. This ministry is not to slow down. They came to Michael. Are y'all in the house? They came to him and they wanted to sell it for $20 million. I don't know exactly how much we actually got it for, but it was less than $20 million. And there were 35 businesses. Somebody say 35. That's why I heard Holy Ghost said prime real estate. Well, y'all shouted prime real estate. I want to okay, I know I'm hollering a little bit, but can y'all understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Can y'all for real wave your hand if you can? All right, because when I say it, I need y'all to say it. Repeat it. That doesn't cost you nothing but opening up your mouth unless you don't have a tongue. But if you got a tongue up in here, faith is being built. Are y'all in the house? We can't just look at everybody else and say that's for them, and God doesn't visit your house. It won't be right if God blesses everybody else's house and you belong to him and he doesn't come to your house. Lift your hands and say, come on, Jesus. Come to my house. Come in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I trust you. I believe you for possession of much land. My God. There wasn't no time after that that we possessed all 35 of those properties. Major things sit on our property, and don't even have time to tell you all that the things and the businesses that sit there, things you would recognize, like Chick-fil-A. Y'all familiar with Chick-fil-A? A lot of other things. But somebody said it didn't stop there. Say it again. Somebody, come on. I'm talking about, this is the time. This is the season for it. Even if you've never owned it before, this is the time that things get ready to break forth for you. Hallelujah. Come here, Pastor. And I want you to turn around to the people. You see, because he ain't going to follow nothing. I'm just using him as an example. Y'all sit down so the people can see over there. Glory to God. As it is on the head. Somebody say, as it is on the head. Yeah, put your hand on your own head. Glory to God. As it is on the head. As God has begun to bless this ministry. Glory to God. From last October, you were already blessed. But God said, I'm just going to pay it off. Come on up in here. From the head all the way down to the rest of the body. Come on, somebody say, I'm in there somewhere. In the name of Jesus. As it is on the head, it goes to the rest of the body. In the name of Jesus. And God said, I have a commanded. Somebody say, a commanded blessing. It's in my life. Right now. God is commanding. Blessings. 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 In Jesus' name. Somebody give God glory. Oh, I wish somebody would put a smile on their face. Somebody say, it's time. It's time. It's time. It is time. We've been learning from Master Teacher Twyla and others that this is a time where double is happening. Are y'all in the house? This is the timing that it's not just you going to get one thing. That's why I said, man of God, oh, rah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah. You open up your belief barometer and don't you let it go. Don't let it get small again. Somebody say, nothing small here. Prophesy bigger, 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 bigger. Come on, look at somebody and say it. Prophesy more, 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 more. Are y'all in the house? Y'all sit down for a minute. We're going to come back to that. But God is looking for those individuals that will seek his face. That's why the walls of prayer. Somebody say, the walls of prayer. Listen, y'all, every time we come here, we're going to talk to you about your prayer life. Yes. Yes. The walls of prayer must be built. Yes. God said, I look for somebody that will stand in the gap, that will build the hedge, that will build the walls. Somebody say, build the walls of prayer. We have to build the walls of prayer around the man and woman of God in the first family. We have to build the walls of prayer around this church and ministry. We have to build the walls of prayer for our husbands and our wives and our wives and our husbands. We have to build a wall. Somebody say, build a wall of prayer. around our sons and our daughters. Are y'all in this house? We have to build a wall of prayer. Hallelujah. Around our businesses. In other words, look at somebody and say, it's time to pray. Look back at them and say, you need to pray like you have never prayed before. You need to build walls with an S. Walls of prayer. He said, I look for somebody that would pray. And in those days, I just gave you Ezekiel 22 and 30. He said, I look for somebody that would stand in the gap, that would pray. That's Ezekiel 22 and 30. But I didn't find anybody. God said, in this season and time, I need Builders Church to understand you are being built up as a people and you are to build others. Many of us are allowing the enemy to come in and take over. But we are not to allow it. Because God has given us power. He has given us authority. I'm talking about what God has released in each one of us. And he said, you can sit back and watch it happen. The enemy just coming on up in your house and in your marriage and causing division and all of this stuff. Or you can get in the gap. You can build up. Everybody say build. Everybody with hands that can move them, come on, say build. Keep your hand up. Come on here. See, the wall needs to be higher than what the enemy will try to do. Because let me tell you something. When the walls are too low, then the enemy, it won't take absolutely nothing for the enemy to get in when your walls are too low. Let's come down. Come on, stick, keep there. And Pastor Tommy, in Nehemiah, the problem that happened was that the walls weren't just too low. They were in shambles.
Yes, yes, yes. Even before that, as Brenda and I were traveling through the townships and to the areas where the, what were they called? Where we're building the tiny houses. What is that area called? In Soweto and like in the shanties, the squatters camps and stuff, you know, they were showing us they have no infrastructure. They have no waste purification plant. They have no electricity. But the Bible says, and as I was walking and when Brenda just said that, it just made me think of what Isaiah 58 said. You're in the right church. Because the name of this church is the purpose of this church. Amen. You're builders. Amen. You're builders. And Isaiah 58 says that, and they that shall be of thee shall build their old waste places. They shall raise the foundations of many generations, and they shall be called the repairer of the breach. And what you have to understand is there has been a breach in the economic system here in South Africa. There's been a breach in how the political system is set up here because it's always a gap between those who don't have and those who do have. And God is trying to help you to understand that he has sent you here to repair the breach, to bring it back. And I know we always, like I said, we always think of heavenly things. But God put us on this terra firma to have dominion in the earth. You can't have dominion in heaven. Psalms 115 says the heavens are God's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. Why? To be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, subdue, and dominate. And that's not just for anybody. That's for those who are his children. We have been given the assignment to dominate in this area. So if you don't like what you see, then you have to ask God what it is that you have to do. I always like to tell people, if it is to be, it's up to me. If it is to be, it's up to me. I want you to repeat that. If it is to be, it's up to me. You are a builder, and God's going to use you to repair the breach.
Yes, and in Nehemiah, it talks about Nehemiah finding out about how bad things really were. And when he found it out, and there are things that you know. I mean, there are things that we know that we can pass by, and we don't want to do anything about it. We've come up out of it, and amen, okay? But what we are doing is saying God wants you to possess more, because not just for you, although you are going to be blessed, but then he said, I want you to think about it for others. With Nehemiah, he was in a great position. He was there with the king. He was the cupbearer and all of that. And in that position, when he found out how bad conditions were back home, the Bible says that he sat down and wept. He cried about it. Come on here. He cried about it and he fasted. What has moved you lately about certain conditions with people or your marriage or your home, y'all? Because we're not just going to stay on the squatter situation. I want you to think in terms of your life, period. What has moved you to the point of tears, to the point of fasting? The Bible says that when he went before the king, he said, hey, I know everything else all right. What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? Come on. He said, I can tell on your face, a sad countenance must be your heart. And I want y'all to just take a moment and say, God, close your eyes and say, God, open up my heart. Open up my eyes to things that you see that I need to do something about. In other words, it's a responsibility. And I'm going to keep moving here. He said, I have a sadness of heart because everything lay waste back home. And I'm going to encourage each of you to read Nehemiah. You maybe already have with this being Builders Church. Amen. He said, things are horrible. And then he said, you know what? This is what I need. See, in asking for God to move for you, you also need to ask God, move so powerfully for me that I can help somebody else. Boy, that was a sorry clap. Glory to God. Come on up in here, y'all. Somebody say, I want to be blessed so I can help somebody else. And he went back, y'all, and he spied out the land. Don't always just start talking. Go check the situation out that you feel God wants you to do and let him speak. How do you know he will speak? When you have relationship with God, he will assign various things to you, and you say, okay, God. And he was bold. Somebody say bold. When the king asked him, what is it that you want? What do you want? You got to be ready to declare what it is that you want and need to do something about what God has put in your spirit. He said, you know what? I need some favor. Somebody shout favor. Lift your hands and say, God, give me favor. Give me favor, Lord. He said, I want favor with these people that got the wood. I want favor with the things that I need to build things with. I need favor. Somebody shout favor. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for favor. He got all the equipment. Went there, checked out the place. You'll see that in scripture. And then I'm going to read you a scripture right here, because it talks about that the people, somebody say the people, had a mind. to work. Say it again. Put your hand on yourself and say, I have a mind to work. Prayer is work. That's why a lot of times we don't do it. Because it will require something of us. We do see how things are in our marriage. We do see what's happening with each one of our children. But God say, are you going to get in there? Hayabashete. Come on, y'all, and begin to pray. Begin to push your plate back and fast. Begin to have all-nighters in the name of Jesus. You see the conditions. Y'all notice I'm not just talking about the community. I'm talking about your house. And what the enemy has tried to do. They had a mind to work. Here in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Wow. Immovable. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody said, what I do for Christ will last. The prayer that I pray for my family will make a difference. Oh my God. Shilamandaya. Oh Rebeko Tandarabasha. Hallelujah. The prayers that I pray for my family line, come on up in here. For my sisters, my brothers, the prayers that I pray for my marriage, in the name of Jesus, they are not in vain. I wish this church, Builders Church, will begin to open your mouth in prayer. You know the situations. I don't see y'all praying. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray for that son. Pray for that daughter. Pray for your marriage. Build up a wall of prayer. This cannot be the only time you pray. Begin to pray for what belongs to you, what belongs to this church. Call those things that are not. Call those things that are not as though they are. All right. The Bible talks about our great example, who is Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about Jesus staying up all night praying. Yes, yes. Somebody say, pray.
Pray.
Without ceasing.
Without stopping.
Till you see a breakthrough. The Bible talks about Jesus literally praying. In other words, when you say pray without ceasing, God is saying it's time for you to stretch out. I don't mean to holler it, but I'm trying to get it in you to help you understand that it's time to stretch out in prayer. Urabakota. The Bible talks about with Jesus how he prayed so much that he cried. And his tears and his cry was heard. Are things in your life, whether it's your son, daughter, marriage, business, to a point that you say, I'm not going to continue to allow this situation to be the way that it is. It's time for me to stretch out. What do I mean by stretch out? Go beyond where you have been. Reach beyond where you have reached. Get the word of God. Study the word on what you want to see God do in your family. Hallelujah. Do you know that we're saying it's time to build? It's time to build the walls of prayer. I want you to open your mouth up, but this time, stretch out in prayer. Y'all playing in the house. Oh, he got so much. So much. I'll say this, even after that blessing, we went to try to get like some space to rent. And as we went to get these twin towers to rent, at the negotiating table, the guy said, do y'all want to buy this? Y'all, I'm talking about, we should have had the pictures to show you. Oh, come on. I love people that know how to do technology. Listen to it as Pastor is getting it. They were at the negotiating table. Well, do you want to buy it? And the Holy Ghost asked Pastor Michael, will you partner with me? And he asked you that same question today. I'm telling you, I want to bless you. And y'all better answer him. Will you partner with me? But don't look at me. Look at him and tell him, yes, God. Yes, God. I will partner with you because you're the best partner. You know everything. You know what to say. You know how to say. You know what to do. Pastor Michael said, yeah, God, I'll partner with you. And what happened, this building was a $64 million building. We got it for $32 million. And the kicker is the company that sold it to us needed to still use two of the floors for the next 5 to 10 years. And so they are paying our mortgage as we speak. Oh, y'all don't even understand what I'm saying. Oh my God. When you step out in faith and stop trying to figure it out with your little finite mind, you gonna see God blow your mind. I wish somebody would give God glory. Listen to this. And I know my time is up. This is found in the Message Bible, and it's in Amos, the 9th chapter, 13 through 15. And this is how it reads. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. This is God's decree. Do y'all understand a decree? My God, today, God's decree. Things are gonna happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. That's why I'm saying, man of God, look up here for me, even if you can't find it. Things are going to happen so fast. One thing on the heels of another. I'm talking about get ready, get ready, get ready. It's not going to be 2 years from now. It's not going to be 5 years from now. There's going to be another breakthrough, another opening for you before this year is out. Oh my God, I'm telling y'all the truth. It says things are going to happen. I'm going to try to read it all the way through without my little comments. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Somebody shout blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountain and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel, for my people Builders Church, for my people. Shout out your name. Y'all scared of your name? I'm getting ready to make everything right. Look at five people and say, God is getting ready to make everything right again for you. Tell four more people. Y'all come on.
Just the last part of that. She stopped one verse too soon because it defines who you are. It says, I'm going to make everything right again. They will rebuild the ruined cities. It's not just so that you can be blessed. He's blessing you for a purpose. So that you can rebuild that which has been torn down. And you can establish that which has been destroyed.
Everybody stand on your feet real quick. And lift your hands up before a mighty God. Hallelujah. Look up at him. Because that's what God is saying to this house. I'm telling you. Oh, we. Y'all will be calling and say, this is what God did. Because I'm telling you, folk gonna, they're going to look to you and begin to offer. And you'll know and you'll be able to speak out of your mouth what it is that the Lord tells you. I'm telling it to the man of God, but you need to receive it for yourself. Y'all lift your hand up and look up at God. Father, we thank you even this very day. In the name of Jesus, build this church. Hey, build my church. Build my church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to hear that song. Glory to God. Pay behind me. Build my church. Build it like, yeah. Glory to God. You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah, there it is. Yes. Lift those hands up. Lord God, this is a house that builds. They're going to build their personal houses. Lord God, they're going to build this house. I thank you, Lord God, building. And I thank you, Lord God, they'll be able to help so many in the name of Jesus. Open up the eyes. Vision. Vision to your people. They will hear. They will see. They understand the timing. And you will tell them what to do. I thank you for sons and daughters of Issachar. Come on, get those hands back up. Oh my God. Let your glory be revealed. Let there be hope that will arise in the hearts of your people. It's in Jesus' name. Somebody shout like you lost your natural.
Come on, shout like you believe you are going to build something. Hallelujah. 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 You will build your life. You will build your house. You will build your family. You will build your career. You are a builder. You are a builder. You are a builder. By faith you will build. Through prayer you will build. By faith you will build. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, here's the building that Pastor Brenda was talking about. We stood in front of this building.
Wow.
And I mean, just after having walked out of the arena, and then we see that, and all of the businesses that Pastor Brenda was talking about in front of the arena, we've seen them. We've walked in the midst of a miracle. And church, I want to say this before we close. I just need to disconnect from this so that I get to the scripture I want to read. We are the children of God. The Bible says God is spirit. Say it after me. God is spirit. And when we say we are born again, we mean we are born of the Spirit of God. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, a natural man receives nothing from God because it is foolishness to him. Because the things of God are spiritually discerned. And one of the things that God was emphasizing during our ministry training is that it's time to restore the prophetic. Say prophetic. Because we are spiritual people.
as Christians. And we are going to be having more of such moments where, even if I don't understand it, Lord, but I just receive it. Even if it does not make sense, but because I am born of the Spirit, I will just connect with you spiritually to just simply take it in. I don't know when is it going to happen. I don't know how is it going to happen. I don't know who are you going to use for it to happen. But for now, all I can do is to just simply receive it by faith. Just to suck it in by faith, and just so that it can be deposited on the inside of me. Here's what the Bible says in Hosea chapter number 9 verse 7. The prophet is a fool. The man of the spirit is mad. Sometimes you just have got to lose your mind in order for you to receive. Just look foolish. Just look mad. When you are instructed to make declarations, make those declarations. Even if I don't know what do they mean, I'm just going to say them because it's a prophetic moment. That's who we are as the children of God. And unfortunately, these are the things that make us win. And if I'm going to try and make sense of it, I will miss my moment of a breakthrough. I will miss my moment of a miracle, because this is how these things are deposited and this is how they are released. That's why the Bible says, if I'm just going to live in the flesh, I will not receive anything. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live and walk in the Spirit. That's who we are. And we know as South Africans, even before we came to Christ, there are many spiritual things that we used to do. They did not make sense. They did not make sense. We used to kneel down, burn an incense, talk to people we don't see. We will bite things, spit out, say certain things. They did not make sense. But we believed that when I am doing these things, they are doing something in the spiritual realm. Isn't it? We used to kneel down before graves. Don't look at me as if you've never done all of those things. We used to slaughter animals, take certain parts of those animals and do certain things with them. We believed this is going to do something. We used to be cut with razor. Okay, you're looking at me like, we used to be cut with razor, put some things in, believing that they are doing something. And all that God is asking for right now is just believe. Speak those things which are not as though they are. Decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. That's all. So there are certain moments where I don't have to process it in my mind. I don't have to just stand there and look, you know, all decent and everything, you know, but I just need to absorb it and just suck it in and just take it so that I don't walk out of the presence of God empty. Say, I am a builder. Say, I will rebuild walls. Say, I will rebuild cities. Say, I will rebuild nations. Say, I will restore communities. Say, I will build my life. I will build my family. Say, I will build my houses. Say, I will build my houses. In other words, Pastor Brenda, you are saying to us, we cannot be at Builders Church and not be builders. We cannot be part of this mandate and not be builders, not just here at church. But we need to be building our businesses, building our homes, building our marriages, building our families. Oh boy, we are about to build something. We are about to build something. We are about to build something. I'm not sure if you heard what Pastor Brenda said. She said, before the end of this year, there's something else bigger that is coming. I receive it. I take it. I receive it. I take it. I take it. Say, I will never stop. I will never back down.
I will never slow down. My goodness. Father, we believe your word. We receive it without reservation. We say, let your will be done. Have your way in this church. Have your way in our lives. Father, we thank you for that which you are assigning us to do, to be builders in this nation. Show us things, oh God, that you would want us to be involved in, so that we can build, so that we can restore. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we just receive it, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we accept the challenge and the assignment. We say, use us, oh God, for we know that in your kingdom, oh Father, we can never lack any resource in order for us to be able to do what you have called us to do. Oh Father, we are so grateful that, oh God, we are going to be used by you in this region, in this community, in this city, in this nation, oh God, to rebuild, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, oh Father. We thank you for this grace that is available for your people in this room this morning, that they are walking out of this place with the mantle, with the grace, with the anointing, oh God, to build in the name of Jesus Christ. Walls will be rebuilt, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you that even the walls of prayer, oh God, we will arise and we will begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We are so grateful, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. And the people said, amen and amen. Come on, give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much, and keep on building.